Finally, it is here. Cyberpunk 2077. My name is Kino, and I could not be any happier to be making this episode. I'm going to, of course, make another episode once I play this game more, possibly complete it and get into the realm of just moving around after the story mode has been completed. But by golly, this game is finally here. If you guys have followed my podcast or if you've scrolled through my episodes, you will see that I made a post about this game 2 3 years ago. I think 2 years ago in 2018, maybe 2019. I don't remember which one, but 2 3 years ago. And man, this game was supposed to come out early 2020, I believe April 14th. Ended up getting pushed back. Developers said, CD Projekt Red said that this game was not ready yet. They didn't want to release it. They want to make sure that we get the full game. They want to make sure that we get, everything they want this game to be. They don't want it to be a flop. They don't want to give us a half-ass game. So I believe it then got pushed to June, if I'm not mistaken. Then it got pushed back to September 21st, I believe. And then it got pushed back again to December 10th, today. Yesterday, I was able to get it early because I have a PC, gaming PC. I'm sure I've talked about that before in previous episodes. And I ordered it, pre-ordered it on a website called GOG.com. They let me play it yesterday at 7 p.m. and I stayed up till about 2 o'clock because I've been waiting forever. And man, this game is just phenomenal. It is so large in the scale of the map, in just things you can do, so much content, so much beauty in the graphics, so much dialogue. There's over 7 hours of music, custom music specifically made for this game. There's over a million dialogue. There's over just 24, 25 hours of what most reviewers have been saying is the amount of hours it takes to beat the game. And then after that, and in between beating, while playing the game, there's side missions, and there's just so many layers to this game. And it is just absolutely beautiful. If you're a gamer or possibly even just a day-to-day person, you might see this being advertised in your stores or on TV or whatever the case might be. You might have heard of this game. If you're a gamer, you for sure have heard of this game, whether that's good or bad, right? In the sense of being pushed back so many times and such things like that. But I'm telling you, this game is just absolutely gorgeous. Can I say that I have complaints? Yeah, of course I could say that. But the problem is I have no complaints. this game is just absolutely stellar. It's everything I wanted. You guys know I'm big into technology. You guys know that I'm huge into the artificial intelligence, cybernetics, cyberware, such things like that. And this game just fully embraces all of that and lets you become your own custom character, in the future. And what, a dystopia of crazy technology, AI ran, society looks like. And this is it, cyberpunk. It's based in, I believe, some, futuristic California town. Don't believe it's LA. It's just its own town. It's called Night City. You play as the character V. Obviously you create what this character looks like, but everybody that plays the game runs under the same name as V. It's just such a great game. It looks amazing right now. What else could I say about this game? I'm just so excited. This is crazy. There's just so much to say about this game. Please contact me and let me know. If you're somebody that has played this game or was waiting for this game and you finally got the opportunity to play as well, I will definitely be making a review and giving an overview of after I beat the game and just everything that I experienced through it. I don't really have any spoilers right now because I'm so early in the game, and obviously, I was at work this morning, got to bed at 2, Went to work. I'm on my break right now, and so I haven't really got to play it. So there's really no spoilers that anybody else that's played the game hasn't already. I'm at a point that other people I'm sure have gotten to. Right now, there's so many different paths and choice you can take. There's so many di there's so much dialogue that it's an RPG first role-playing game. So when it asks you questions and characters will say different things to you, and you'll have a choice of either two to three to four selection of words that you want to say back, and all these decisions and all these things you say back to these characters and these names in the game will dictate how you're going to continue through the game, and everybody's experience is going to be different. And that's one big thing that they've done in this game. No two players are going to have the same experience. So you can pick three different life paths. These are your character. This is like your character's background. So you have Nomad that starts in the desert, the outskirts of Night City. You have Street Kid, that's somebody that starts out, which I chose, that's somebody that starts out in the streets. You're down on the lower level, and then you've got your corpo, which is up in the high rises, the business people, the execs, the money makers, right? So I chose a male. You can choose male or female. I chose male, and I chose to start as a street kid. I believe my next life path, once I complete this, if I choose to play another round through, which I definitely will, I'll probably go with Corpo next. And it's just a beautiful game. I got it tattooed on my left hand. Cyberpunk 2077. If I were to, be able to make enough money in the future, and I've talked about it before, to download my conscious or maybe even upload my consciousness into some digital form, and whether that's 80% of me soul wise and 20% digital, whatever it might be, I would hope to see 2077, right? And still be young and have a body that's youthful, and whether that's using cybernetic enhancements and whatever it might be in real life. And this is real life I'm speaking of. So it's one of those things that, hey, if I never get to see that, in my lifetime, which I really believe I will, because technology is moving so fast, and what we're going to see, in this decade from 2020 to 2030, I believe is just going to be a huge technical advancement. I think we're really going to see some crazy things. And so getting back to what I was saying, if I were to never see this, hey, at least I get to play it, right? In Cyberpunk 2077. This is such a beautiful game. It's absolutely phenomenal, and I couldn't be any happier that this game is out. So, hey, if there's anybody that found this episode and has listened to it, you also have the game as well, or you plan on getting the game, or you have some connection to the game, whether you're a developer or you're a software engineer, you make games, or just anything surrounded about anything surrounded around games or this game specifically. Please reach out to me in this podcast, and let's do an episode together. Let's talk cyberpunk. Let's talk cyberpunk. So, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. My name is Kino, and I will see you on the next.